The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hey, guys. April 3rd, 2017. Here we are. Welcome to the show. Retha, good luck. Retha's got a little bit of a sore throat issue, so we hope she's feeling better, and we'll have her on next week. And we're moving right along. I hate to keep saying this, how fast time goes by, but you know, it's like going into April now. So we had our little April Fool's deal on the 1st, and now it's the 3rd. And, you know, around the corner, what do we got? June will be here, it'll be summer, and then it'll be Thanksgiving. I don't know, maybe I'm pushing a little bit. But anyway, I've got my son standing in for Retha today. He's going to join me, and I'm going to we're going to cover some of the tech stuff that I don't cover so well. I mean, I try to keep up with him, but I don't know. I'm slowly but surely, I'm trying. He got me with the phone, and I got the new iPhone, and I listen to Retha's Tech Time. And so I'm learning, you know. And actually, the more you learn to find out, you do find out that it is user-friendly, a lot of this stuff. You know, so just real quick here, let's give you a couple of our birthdays today.
I'll just stop and say hi, everybody.
Oh, there he is. Okay, Eric, you're with us.
I just got off my phone call. I'm making sure that I'm here for you, Dad. But it's your show. I'm here when you need me.
Okay, I'm going to give you some of the birthdays today. People that were born at least on April 3rd. I don't know if you remember any of these. A couple of them lived out in this area. Doris Day, Wayne Newton. And, well, most of you remember Wayne Newton from Vegas, the younger people. Marlon Brando, Eddie Murphy. And, well, the list goes on, but those are some of the boomers anyway. But I know Eric and I go to events, and he took me to an event that he had, where was it, at the Rancho Palos Verdes Country Club golf course, the Trump course over there. And Eric knew some of the people. And I knew some of the people, but we didn't know each other.
Don't tell them the Rosie Greer story. That's embarrassing.
The Rosie Greer. Well, you know, like this was many, many years before Eric was even born. So he doesn't know some of the people. But I will actually, you know, I'll be at events that he has, and there will be these so-called A-list people, I guess. But I don't know who they are because
I'll tell him the story. That way, I can make it sound less embarrassing for me. So, guys, okay. We had a fun event at the Trump International Golf Club, and it was for Toyota and the Union Rescue Mission, and there's some great people there because they were auctioning off their items for, you know, nonprofit. And Rosie Greer, Hall of Famer, you know, make a big deal to the baby boomer age, was there. And I was there, and I see this big, tall, you know, African-American guy, and nobody's really around him. Nobody's really making any big of a deal. And so I kind of walk over to him. I was like, hey, man, how you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm here supporting the event. I'm one of the supporters. I said, oh, cool. Let me interview you. And so I started doing my – and this was at the time when I had my stick cam. I had my selfie cam, and I'm doing a little interview with him. And my dad kind of walks over to him, and he's like, ah, ah, his face. He's like, ah, that's Rosie Greer. How are you interviewing him? Like, and I'm looking at like my dad, and I don't normally see my dad excited about it.
You know, you make me sound like I was.
You're a fan.
No, you exaggerate.
You're a fan. Come on.
Well, you know, like, don't forget, I was.
Afterwards, you asked that you wanted to take a picture with him. When somebody wants to take a picture with somebody, they're a fan. So just be real. That's what it was, and it was cute.
Sometimes I'm not the type that gets all huffy and wild, like. But anyway, it was interesting, and I meet some interesting people when I go to Eric's events, and you know, like he was talking to Richard Dreyfuss. Well, Richard, I remember. I mean, he remembers him, so we kind of have a blend there sometimes.
Richard told me to get out of Hollywood if I want to be successful.
Yeah, he wasn't too crazy about Hollywood, but I was sitting by Akon one time, and I didn't know who he was, and Eric said, yeah, he's pretty big in the music situation. But anyway, let's see. Do we want to go into a hot topic? You want me to give you some of the news?
I'll do this. You know, like Rita and you do. It's topic. It's hot topic time.
Hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
So I'm just going to touch on some of the stuff, you know, but we need a new Supreme Court justice. It's split now, half Republican, half Democrat. And President Trump wants Gorsuch in there. And the big question, will he get the 62 votes needed to become the new Supreme Court justice? Well, the Democrats say no. The Republicans say he'll be nominated. So it's kind of a perfect choice. Gorsuch is kind of neutral. They say he's got a perfect balanced background. But no matter how perfect the nominee is, the opposing party is basically not for it. 28-day shutdown of the U.S. government looms, the top Republican warns. Government shutdown is a real possibility, they say. But at the last minute, I've always seen this over the years. Something comes, they pass a bill and they fund everything, and it's fine. President Trump planned to replace and repeal Obamacare is not dead. They tried it. The first attempt to overturn it failed. But they have a second attempt coming, and that's supposed to be moving forward. President Trump says the U.S. will act alone regarding the aggressive stance of the North Koreans and their nuclear situation if China doesn't get involved. The president is presently meeting with Egyptian President, El-Sisi, in the Oval Office, and he said the meeting is going very well. And El-Sisi has a great friend and a great support with the U.S. And El-Sisi said he's looking forward to a long, friendly relationship, and they're planning fighting terrorism together. In Paraguay, two were fired in opposition of and there were several deaths in these riots when the president fired. There was basically an internal debate about the Senate vote, and big riots broke out afterwards. In St. Petersburg, a metro explosion, 11 killed in a Russia blast, described as a terrorist blast in Russia's second largest city. And three died in a boiler explosion in St. Louis, and a deputy constable was killed in a Texas courthouse. They're still looking for the gunman. And in weather, there was the death toll. The heavy rains caused a lot of issues, and the death toll is raised to 254 as there's a lot of aid going down to Colombia and Moco, and it's a city of 40,000. It was devastated by flooding and record rains and landslides. Louisiana, Georgia, you know, like Reith and I say, check your weather before you travel. Because there were some heavy storms and tornadoes in Louisiana, Georgia, in the Texas area, Alabama. A mother of three and her daughter were killed in their home in Louisiana during a tornado. New York area in the Midwest, temperatures are okay. They're in the 60s. They have some rain issues in the Midwest in their 60s, 50s, and 60s in rain. So anyway, that kind of covers some of it, Eric, and you kind of get an idea. But we always warn people. When you're going to travel, check the area so you don't have maybe closures in the Midwest and the East Coast for snow and so on. But that at least seems to be clearing up.
Well, my condolences to everybody and their family and everybody that happened to.
Yeah, a lot of sad. Damage. Well, what happens? You have the heavy rain, you have the fires. They burn a lot of these hillsides off, and there goes the foliage. Well, then the rains come along and this stuff slides down and then there's problems. So anyway, I believe it's commercial time, Eric?
No, it's actually Easy Way Tube time because we still got a little bit more of a hot topic.
I was looking forward to this. this is technology at its peak in today's world. Eric has created, and I've watched this in amazement. And like I said, I'm not a tech person, but I've learned enough over the years to see that what he's created is just truly amazing, and he has, believe me, worked so hard at this. And we have what's called now, Eric has, Easy Way Tube. It's basically a new format of that scenario. Right, Eric? Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Shout out to all my fans and supporters that are enjoying Easy Way Tube and our platforms. And it's a platform that allows the general consumer, the business owner, pretty much anybody to create a channel and distribute their own content to be able to get out to the masses. And at this point, Easy Way has a lot of distribution with Voice America, Actors Reporter, Amazon Fire TV, Wascal, Verizon, Actors Reporter, all these things that we're involved with that we can push things out. Our social media is in 500,000 mark that we're reaching when people share and they all get involved, a lot of influencers around us. And so we created our own platform with the help of Prometheus Conway and a great team, a lot of supporters, and we were able to finally do what's been a dream of mine for quite some time and create a platform for everybody else, because that's what we're about, is pushing and boosting everybody else to influence their following to make a difference. And so this is called EasyWayTube.com. For free, you can go create an account. It takes a couple seconds to create your account. And then you can upload your own video content from your mobile phone or your laptop computer. It'll be an app available soon for Apple and Android and all the wonderful platforms. And for now, it's EasyWayTube.com. We currently have almost 20 channels, some great channels on there, celebrities and CEOs, and it's really, wow, really going well. So we encourage people to create their channel and let us know what you think about it. It also allows you to interact with other channels in a simpler fashion. So you'll notice that every channel has a send message on it. So for instance, Dad, say you have a channel and you have your Radio Boomers Live channel, and I'm a general consumer and I have a hearing aid company, and I want to connect with your show because I want to advertise on your platform because it reaches my target market. Well, I can message you directly and say, hey, we're a hearing aid company. How much is it to advertise? We'd like to be on your show. Well, you're going to immediately be able to respond back. And not only can you have the interaction, but you can also create advertising and commercials within the platform. And then you synergize the radio show and the channel. So now you have two platforms, wow, that are pushing something that you both control.
So there's advantages there that they don't have on other platforms with the advertising and the interaction.
Well, this is very similar to platforms that are very known and recognized like YouTube and Vimeo and things like that. It just has a couple extra features, we do our things the easy way. And anybody that creates a channel on our EasyWayTube.com is going to be supported on a distribution, promotional, and marketing perspective by Easy Way and the Easy Way fam and supporters that are behind it. But now I think it's time to go to commercial. And when we come back, I believe we have David Andrews talking about his new book.
Cool.
Being a slave.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, yes, indeed. And the easy way does not come easy for Eric. Eric works very hard to bring it to people. And with that, I want to see, look on the board, do we have our guest coming on that we're following up from last week, and David Andrews. We have David. He's a speaker, a lecture author. He speaks several languages, storyteller, editor, and he's the author of the book. Well, I'm going to let him tell you about it, The English Slave. And, Dave, do we have you on?
He's also the CFO.
I'm here.
He's Easy Way. You always forget that. He's on the Easy Way team, too. Hey, David, welcome
to
the show.
He's on the Easy Way team. Yeah, Dave,
oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show, Dave.
Easy.
Aretha's a little under the weather, so you're on with Eric and I. And welcome to the show, and I'm glad you had a chance to pop back on because we didn't have much chance with you last week. You've got 10 years invested in this book. So talk to us a little bit about...
You shouldn't tell him I'm on, though, Dad, because he's nervous when I'm around. I'm such a good interviewer.
That's so true there, you know. Well, you know all the inside secrets, you know, so I never know when you're going to bring that up.
you got it. But no, this is all you, Dave. Tell us all about your book and who David Andrews is.
You're correct. I've been working on this series. It's not just one book. It's probably five or six books, the Empires and Kingdoms series. The first book, though, is what really sets it up. It's called The English Slave. It's available, of course, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for pre-order right now. And it comes out July 31st. And basically, it's the story of young Captain John Smith, and when he was in England and then France and the Netherlands and then in Eastern Europe, and he was in a bad battle and sold into slavery. And it's based on true events.
So, I think a lot of people would wonder, you know, you said that your book, by the way, congratulations on getting and having your book be on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. I mean, that's the big time right there.
This is big time.
Would you mind explaining to our listeners how you go about doing something like that? How did you get your book on big distribution like that?
To get it on distribution like that, you have to have a publisher. There's independent publishers like the one that found me. There's the big one in New York mainly, at that maybe five of those, you know, Penguin and those big publishers in New York. And to get into those, you need an agent. So you have to convince an agent that your story is worthwhile, and then the agent contacts the publisher, submits your work when it's completed to the publisher, and you know, that's how you get it. Now, if you're a celebrity yourself, what we call an A-lister, then it's maybe easier because you have a built-in following, built-in market, and the big old publishers will want you.
Oh, that's interesting. If you have a built-in following, a built-in market, it's a lot easier to get a publisher or agent.
It would be because you have you're famous, you know, or.
And you said they sought you out. They found you. I'd love to hear more about that. What about you, Dad? I heard when he was talking about that.
I think when you have a bit of the Easy Way push behind you, that kind of puts you in a notoriety stage. And
for example, you're right. I'm like, for example, in this last Easy Way magazine, I wrote on why La La Land didn't win the Oscars. It was just it's a one-page article. It puts some writing out there. People can see your style, and that's always useful to have some writing credits.
Topic, I just want to hit on that topic real quick. That's really interesting, and I'd love to hear your opinion on that. As far as they mentioned the wrong award, the wrong category, and they said it was La La Land, but it wasn't. It was another TV show, and some people say that that's a publicity stunt. Some people say it was a mistake. What do you think, Dave?
I think it was a mistake. They had a similar mistake with the Miss Universe pageant earlier. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help the people in La La Land. I got this award, you know, first place award. Oh, no, you don't. You know, that I don't that's if it was premeditated, I mean, that's mean, basically. I don't think that happened. I don't think that's what happened. It was just an oversight, and there was two sets of envelopes, and the Price Waterhouse guy was distracted with taking pictures in the background off stage. So,
the listeners out there that are listening to the show, you know, post your guys' comments on the post on the social media for this broadcast. We'd love to hear your opinion as well. So, Dave, love to hear more about you. I know my dad always brags about you getting pictures with.
Well, there's various things, Eric. There's some history involved there, and I mean, Dave goes back. I'm not going to say how far he goes back, but you know, just the fact that the languages he speaks are really interesting.
Okay, Dad. We can age Dave. This is a Radio Boomer show. It's all
right.
He taught Mandarin, and he actually, I mention this a lot when Dave and I are at events, he's actually got a photograph of Hirohito, and those of you who don't know, that was taken in Japan after the war ended, and that's very rare, because he only comes out once, what is it, Dave, once a year?
At the time, it was a couple years before he passed away, and I was in Japan. And that's correct. Emperor Hirohito, who's signed, or the didn't sign, but agreed to the surrender of Japan to the United States in World War II, was still alive. And so he was opening Parliament. That's the only day of the year he comes out.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, he's coming through. And so there's this black limousine coming through, and no security around him, and so I took my picture there. So,
congrats!
That's amazing.
So, what about David Andrews? Like, I know David, you've been on news, you've been on TV, you've been on covers of major newspapers. You know, tell us some of those platforms, and tell us a little bit more about your background.
So, my background, I'm originally from Washington State, and Seattle is what I consider my hometown. They asked me why I was going out of state for college. I went to Portland across the Columbia River, and so people in Washington State, because Washington State, you don't leave it because it's just so beautiful up there. But so they asked me, why are you going out of state to go to Portland, which is like 2 miles from Washington State? And then from there, I majored in international affairs there. And then I went overseas to Taiwan, which is where I learned Mandarin. And then that summer afterwards, I went to Hong Kong, Macau, which is China, and then back to Japan. And that's the time I saw Emperor Hirohito's limousine pass by and got that picture. I went to a state.
And you and I also went to the Nixon Library and had some fun. We brought a kind of a famous veteran with that I've known for a while. And, Saul Schwartz. And we met with the former president of China's daughter was there. And we introduced them, and he wound up on a cover of a magazine in China. And that was an interesting experience. And your road through through the last several years going to events, you've met a few people through the Easy Way events, haven't you?
I met Marcelo at the last event there, Dana Point, and when I was running the red carpet for you, for Easy Way, and just trying to make sure that the line goes well and the names are spelled correctly. I'm good at getting things spelled correctly, which is
I think you met everybody. Being in that position, David, I think that you met everybody on the red carpet, because every single person before they walk the red carpet, you're kind of like the leader. Like you say when they walk and when they don't, you get that control. And you also get, I think it's a great position to be in, because you also get to shake the hands and meet every influencer, every celebrity, because those are the most important people that are about to walk the carpet, and they have to go through you to do it.
Right. And so if they're going to shut down the carpet, which happens when you have to have a speaker and the schedule's there, you have to keep it moving. You can't let them talk too long. You have to be diplomatic. And my degrees in international affairs always help me in diplomatic situations. So
You've met a few people over the years, and it all helps tie everything together. And we're going to do a book launch, and hopefully someday maybe even put a movie together for this whole situation with your book and your series.
Yeah, I would like to do a movie sometime too, and maybe we know some people in the movie business. I understand. So
yeah, Easy Way's got a couple friendships here and there, a couple relationships. I wanted to talk about that too. The tour of the book is going to be really, really exciting. You know, some book signings, some fundraiser type stuff, and then you'll have a big book launch. When do you think people will be able to expect your launch of your book?
Well, it goes out in July 31st is when we'll ship it out. All pre-orders will be done there. And if you buy it and come to one of our events, I'll be happy to sign it at any time. So just bring it to one of our events. I would think in the fall we might do something more like a red carpet, or we'll tie in with somebody. I think that's what
sure.
We're talking
about. What I'd love to offer you, Dave, to help you sell your book is we have a great system, a text message system that allows people to subscribe and be able to get to things that Easy Way offers. And we can create maybe text English Slave or text David, to 21777, and maybe those particular people that text into that code, we can give a special discount or even give a couple books away, or let's definitely think about that to incentivize people to get your book.
I think we'll do a contest, and we'll do some type of giveaway, and people will enjoy the book. It is, you think basically that you've gone through some hard trials, and this character, my protagonist, was sold into slavery. Okay, how do you get out of slavery? It's not an easy thing. It's an epic story, and it's
epic story.
Difficult.
It's going to be an epic movie.
It's not an easy thing, but it's definitely going to be an Easy Way thing.
Right, and so it with regard to story, whatever strong protagonist you have to have an antagonist against him that is just as strong, if not stronger, or at least perceptually wise. And so that's the key, that tension between good and evil, or between great and bad, and then to weave it, let it grow and become more and more
it builds up.
Great as the story goes along. And so there's
the intrigue,
there's an intrigue there and the like. So actually, I think my, Hirohito's nice, but I think my real contribution to history is to identify the slave owner in this book of Captain John Smith. And
the people that Dave, we have about a minute left, and we have to let you go, but thank you so much for coming onto the show. And the people that might want to follow you, do you do any live streams? Do you do any particular posts on social media? Any, you want to tell them a little bit about what type of posts you do and why they'd want to follow you?
Right. I have an Instagram account, David Eugene Andrews. I have Facebook, David Eugene Andrews. And we're working on a couple websites, the English Slave, EnglishSlave.com, the EnglishSlave.com, and the series will be EmpiresAndKingdoms.com. And so we're building content for that, and we'll do some live streaming and the like, and you get to ask me questions.
Just
and
build
know
on
me
it.
A little
yeah.
bit better.
No, we can totally build on that, and it's like the anticipation of the movies years ago. They give you the build-up, and then we'll have the launch, and then it's going to be a top seller, no doubt about that. But anyway, Dave, thanks for popping on the show and your time again. I wanted to follow up from last time, because you're talking 10 years you took to build all this up, and it's hard to get all this information. Couple minutes, you know.
Right. I do long novels, and so, social media today is like short bites. Twitter's the short sound bites, and so I tend to be longer than some people, but and Eric always gets me about that.
Dave, my last... My last question for you is, when are you going to create your Easy Way Tube channel?
I think it's after taxes. Taxes are due this month. Let me handle that.
First thing first.
Let me handle that CFO side of the business and the personal stuff.
I'm going to make you wear one more hat, Dave. You also handle legal and a lot of fun business stuff for us. So the Easy Way Visa NDA was just sent to you on email. Go take a look at that. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Dave, for coming onto the show. You guys, Dave has his book, English Slave. Make sure you support him and check it out. I believe it's davidandrews.com or theenglishslave.com. Your website will be out in the next couple of weeks or so. There'll be a lot of great things to follow with David Eugene Andrews. And again, if you text in to the short code we'll be giving you guys later on social media, you'll be able to get the book at a discounted price, and he'll sign it for you, and it's going to be real exciting. So thanks for coming on, Dave. We appreciate it.
It's going to be exciting. Thank you, Dave, and we'll catch you again.
Jim. I hope Aretha feels better. It's also, I understand, Summer Helene's birthday today.
Happy birthday, shout out, and happy birthday to Summer Helene, one of our Easy Way supporters, celebrity supporters.
She is great.
And she's also one of my celebrity co-hosts. Co-host on the Easy Talk Live show on Voice America. She has her own show called Behind the Scenes of Hollywood, and she also is a contributor in Easy Way Magazine. So happy, happy birthday. In fact, I'm going to give you a special happy birthday, Summer, directly from me, Mr. Easy, loving everything that you do, and you make people so happy. So Summer Helene, happy birthday to
happy
you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday, dear Summer. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
and I can't sing.
Okay, thanks again, and we're looking forward to getting this off the ground, and we're gonna take this to the moon. I'll tell you, this book is gonna be something else. And till then, so I think Eric.
Hi, Dave.
It's Carmelita's
turn. No, I think it's Jim's time. Then it's Carmelita.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, guys, it's I gave you the stats on retirement. And, sometimes it's a lot of people prepare when they're younger, and they have a plan put into place, and it comes to fruition when they get older. And unfortunately, most cases, like 90%, it doesn't. They say a great number of people in the 80 or 90% category don't have the ability to dig up $400 in case of an emergency. And the average baby boomer, and this I've shared with you before, has made $44,000 a year. And they're supposed to have 11 times that amount in the bank for retirement, which is about $500,000. And yet, in reality, the average retiree has about $25,000 to $35,000 in the bank, which a couple trips to Disneyland and a few outings and a little remodeling in their home and taking the grandkids out really quick. So then they're looking at possibly a second job or finding another job or starting a business or whatever. But whatever the scenario, it's never too late. And take your, all the skills and talents you have, and you can find that extra income if you need it. Now, in bankrate.com, I found 10 retirement tips for 2017, and I'll just kind of shoot through these real quick. Have a discovery phase. Call it an assessment, checkup, or discovery. But a key part of planning for retirement is taking an overall look at what's going on. See where your money is invested, check the performance, and scrutinize your contributions. Okay? That's the best retirement calculator. Retirement income calculator can help you to see if you're on track. All right, number two is learn the rules. The rules of retirement financing are complicated, but you don't have to be Einstein to learn them. Get the lowdown and a couple of the specifics. If you're going to be in a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA, one has the tax distribution contributions, the other is the tax-free withdrawal. Social Security has different claiming strategies. And these are all things, look, you have to look into this stuff, because lack of knowledge can be very costly. Like, I wish I would have researched a coming storm when I had all my homes. Well, a lot of my homes were down in the Gulf Coast. Maybe I would have not purchased so many right on the beach like that. Interest number three, if interest rates rise, good news about rising interest rates, which they have talked about, the rates have been going up, but it has not really affected much recently as far as real estate and so on and so forth. People are still flowing into this country, buying properties, investors and so on and so forth. This is the good news about rising interest rates. You might finally see a bump in the returns on your traditional savings or money market accounts. The process will be slow and gradual because institutions will be conservative in passing along any rate increases to consumers. Well, we all know that. Have a cash cushion. Well, that's kind of common sense. It's always good to have a little cushion. A little cushion being $100,000 or more in the bank. And a lot of us don't have that. But you know what? Start a habit of, you could collect coins or whatever. Collect $1,000 bills. And as you spend, you can also start saving if you focus on that. And you'd be surprised. The years go by fast. And how fast a few years goes by, and all of a sudden you have that $30,000 or $40,000 in the bank, that at least it's a cushion. All right, so have your cash cushion there. Stay diversified. Retirement savers often don't know if they should put away their salary deferrals into a 401 or a 401k and a workplace that combines the after-tax features of both Roth IRA and traditional 401.
I got a question. Is there a $1,000 bill? Do they make a $1,000 bill?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like just an analogy. You don't really want to say, but you want to say increments of $1,000. You'd be surprised.
I think you meant $100 bills, but
I'm talking about $1,000 bills. They do have them, but if you make it a habit, you can actually start saving. Say, I'm going to go have a goal of $1,000. All right, boom, you just made your first goal. Now I got a goal. I'm going to do another $1,000. Well, see, what people don't realize at your age, if anybody's listening, I can't tell you the gold mine it is if you're in your 30s. If you hardly even try, if you hardly put any effort at all, by the time you're 65, you'll have $300,000. That's if you don't try. If you try and really focus on it, you can really be set. But at a young age, you guys have it made.
You're right, Dad. And you are very inspiring, very inspirational. And we want to get to Carmelita's corner, give her her time. And I do try to save as much as I can. I save $100 bills. I don't know about $1,000, but I'd love to see that. And Carmelita's corner, everybody. Radio Boomers Live. Thank you so much, and enjoy.
And it's time for Carmelita's corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, and isn't it a beautiful, beautiful day out today? Oh my goodness, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the flowers are blooming, it is gorgeous. Anyway, I am going to have to invite Jim to come on board to co-host with me today, or Eric.
Hello,
of course, it would be lovely to have them both, but whichever one comes forward first.
We're here for
hey
you,
there,
Canada.
Jim.
Always
hey! Oh, well, normally it's you and Retha. Well, it's you and me, babe.
we have the show with Carmelita, but a lot of people don't realize. And Carmelita's the host and everything, but Carmelita is a celebrity in her own right. When we go to events, she stands out because she has so much history and knows so many people. It's like you are showing in its own right, Carmelita. And then to top it off, when we find out she gets on stage and can sing, this is when I first met her, and dances, you're an amazing lady. And for our Radio Boomer show, you're what we're looking for as far as an example. That,
and you know, your
you
interview, Carmelita, your interview from Easy Way TV is on Facebook, is on the Easy Way TV Facebook page with over 10,000, close to 10,000 subscribers, and it'll be on Easy Way Tube soon and EasyWay.tv, and we're pushing it all over the place. It was great to highlight the award that you were able to support my dad with, which is amazing, the Angel Award, and we love you.
That was so nice.
Oh, you guys, well, you know what? We've had a love affair going for a long time now.
That was
so
nice.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Of course, you know I love the world, and I believe in that song. What the world needs now is love,
no.
Sweet love.
Love, sweet love.
What
yep,
the
yep.
world needs now is love, sweet love. That's what we need plenty of.
And Carmelita, well, you have just an array of famous and interesting guests come on. And when they're on, I just listen at the end, and it's like, wow, I remember those songs in the 50s and 60s. And your guest is the singer, the artist, or the producer, and it's just amazing. You have quite a Rolodex of celebrities there. And today you're talking about having a guest on Peter Myers, Manchester.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes. They were originally slated to be my guest today, the great Peter Myers and his lovely wife, Lori Frazier. But what I'm going to do today is talk about them. Unfortunately, they had a personal emergency, but they have agreed to come on next Monday. So I said next week we will talk to them, and that's what we're planning to do. So
and
anyway,
said,
let me just give you a little
Myers.
Background about each of them. Lori hails from St. Louis. That is a place where a lot of famous jazz musicians and entertainers originated from, such as Miles Davis and the wonderful Josephine Baker. And by the way, our godson, Sean Baker, is related to her. And that's just a little aside that I didn't plan to mention that. But Sean, if you're out there listening, I'm going to get him on the show too. He's an amazing young man, very amazing, an actor.
Peter Myers, I mentioned Peter Myers, Manchester. I didn't finish. He's from Manchester, England. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what it was. I didn't want people thinking I meant Peter Myers, Manchester. He's from Manchester, England.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Now, just a quick question. I've been meaning to ask. You just know so many interesting people. Now, how did you wind up meeting Lori and Peter?
Well, because I was in a musical with Lori.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And that was a lot of fun. Then we'll talk about how and more about that in a little bit, but I do want to go over their bios so we can have a
good
background on both of them. So I'm going to move on a little bit more about Lori. I sort of got stuck with Josephine Baker the moment I saw her name because of our godson. But anyway, she moved to San Francisco, where she became a top John Robert Powers model. She happens to be very easy on the eyes. When you see her, you'll know what I'm talking about. And that's when she also started singing. And then she performed for the USO and became a guest of General Westmoreland above the Kitty Hawk, where she received a special commendation. And, you know, many, many stars during that era were hosted at the UFO tours by Bob Hope. Some of you out there may remember that name. He was a huge, huge star. And, you know, I have to tell you a little cute story about my husband and Bob Hope, because at one time my husband was working at CNN, and Bob Hope came there for an interview, and I don't know how, but they somehow wound up in the elevator together. And Bob Hope accidentally stepped on my husband's foot. And so Bob Hope looked at him and said, I guess you think you own the building now, because, you know, Bob Hope was quite a wealthy man, you know. But he always had a quick wit, you know, and said funny things just naturally on the spot. But, okay, getting back to Lori, eventually she went to Las Vegas where she built a very successful singing career, and she's performed at places like the Stardust and the Frontier with Vic Damone, and that's when Hollywood discovered her. And so she wound up acting on television shows such as Get Smart, Police Woman with Angie Dickinson, Rockford Files with James Garner, and she also sang on The Tonight Show and Merv Griffin Show and so on. So she is, now I want to give a quote about Lori from one of the people who have hired her to perform, because she also does, you know, shows for weddings or whatever, you know, private extravaganzas. And this quote came from a couple named Babs and Mel, and this is the quote: Lori Fraser is a star in every way. She's beautiful and a talented diva. We saw her show in Century City, and it could have been a Las Vegas extravaganza. If you have a chance to see her perform, you are in for a treat, unquote. And I agree with that, because I have had the pleasure of seeing Lori perform with Peter Maier's big orchestra. I mean, we're talking maybe 14, 15, 16 pieces. And it's just a wonderful experience. They have attracted people there like the likes of Quincy Jones, who is a good friend of theirs. And that was the last time that happened when I was there, was at the Catalina Club in Hollywood. And I was able to get some photographs with all of them. And unfortunately, I lost that camera, but it's a memory I will still keep in my mind. But I'm going to just, if you will indulge me, to just read this bio on Peter Myers. It's very interesting. For 5 decades, composer and musical architect Peter T. Myers has been crafting detailed compositions which tell lively stories through counterpoint, textured harmonies, and striking rhythms. His inventively orchestrated works and productions in films, television, and theater projects showcase the colorful range of each individual instrument and capture the exciting emotional impact of a live performance. He easily interprets the voices of many orchestrations for Rocky III, For Your Eyes Only, The Formula, and others. He has also worked on celebrated television programs and specials, including The Carol Burnett Show, The Sonny and Cher Show, the Academy Awards, arranging dance numbers with choreographers and writing for stars like Cannonball Adderley, Gladys Knight, Tom Jones, Natalie Cole, Steve Lawrence, Sammy Davis Jr., and Tony Randall. For 30 years, he composed for Aaron Spelling, 20th Century Fox, Universal and Viacom, providing scores for Dynasty, Falcon Crest, and Jake and the Fat Man. Myers has also written numerous symphonic works that have been performed and recorded by world-class musicians, including Doc Severinsen, Placido Domingo, and Jose Carreras. In the mid-80s, Mr. Myers designed his own self-contained digital recording studio, where he continues to work with synthesizers, samples and computer programs, and to develop extraordinary skills in the world of electronic music. Mr. Myers has established a reputation for himself in Hollywood and throughout the world as an unrivaled innovator who constantly probes, experiments, and reinvents the boundaries of his singular musical landscapes. Most recently, he founded Century City Masterworks, LLC, a fine music publisher of Baroque, classical, romantic, and 20th century and contemporary works, as well as concerti, solo art songs, and dance pieces for a variety of ensembles. And I just have one more
piece. Wow.
And we're done. Of course, this doesn't touch all of the things that he does. He's amazing. And as you have noted, he has a range of styles, and he uses his finely tuned knowledge of theory and natural improvisational abilities to illustrate how music is integral to creating lasting memories and portraying the delights, sorrows, and mysteries of life's complex moments. Mr. Myers was nurtured in Manchester, England, by highly skilled musicians who introduced him to the thrill of live theater and ballet. Myers took up the trombone at 13 and 4 years later had already become a professional musician, playing in brass bands and attending the prestigious Royal College of Music in London, where he polished his own artistry and explored the magical harmonies of his favorite works by master composers and orchestrators such as Dmitri and Bela Bartok, Richard Strauss, and Maurice Ravel. Mr. Myers moved to Hollywood in the early 60s and felt deeply inspired by the new frontiers of harmony, rhythm, and dynamics that were being explored by visionaries including Duke Ellington and George Gershwin. His unflagging work ethic and flexible imagination launched his career powerfully in the late 60s, and he has been steadily involved in groundbreaking projects with renowned artists, directors, and musicians ever since. He partnered on 12 films with Oscar-winning composer Bill Conti, who hired him to provide the musical accompaniment for his movies. And by the way, speaking of Bill Conti, that name sounds very familiar because I have another friend who I don't know when she's going to be coming on, but eventually she happens to be working on a movie project now, so she's so excited and thrilled about being involved in that project. Speaking of our Carol Connors, who is a very dear friend of mine, she is the co-composer of the theme to Rocky with Bill Conti, and we're all familiar with I'm Gonna Fly Now, and that has been one of the greatest films of all times with Sylvester Stallone as the actor and producer of the Rocky series. And so Carol Connors is the co-composer of that, amongst other hit movies. And she happened to have also been honored by the Rose Breast Cancer Society in 2011 at Sportsman's Lodge, where we happened to have our event that year. But we'll get to her when she's ready to unveil her movie project. I have already invited her to be a guest on the show when she's available. So that's what I have to say about Laurie and Peter. I think
that's
it was
amazing.
Quite a mouthful.
Yeah, that's amazing. But so now, are we going to have them on next week? Do you think they're going to be free to be on as your guests next week?
She just said when they're available, Dad. You know, you got the good thing is the best thing is you got to wait for. Carol Connors is a big one. I definitely know who she is. I heard her a lot through retired Senator Pasquale. And I wanted to, we have 3 minutes left until the show's over, and I wanted to highlight and acknowledge you, Carmelita, for helping to create something that's been pretty great right now. We're going to do the Winner and You Award and be acknowledging winners on the internet that are making it happen for other people in the community and stuff on behalf of the retired Senator Pasquale, Easy Way, other great organizations. And so we're going to be doing a nice movement, and that's all thanks to you and you doing what Carmelita Pittman does, Carmelita's Corner. Rose Breast Cancer Society is amazing, and we're looking forward to you doing your Easy Way Tube channel.
And also, while you mentioned Senior Senator Pasquale Bettio, who has been a dear friend for over at least 30 years, I met Carol Connors through him. So it's just like one, you know, big circle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is so small. You never know who knows who, you know. So it's really a small world. But I have also, met Carol on my own, too, you know, but it's just that he actually made the connection, and she and I have become very good friends. I get emails from her constantly, beautiful works of art, because whenever she sends out an email, it always has these beautiful illustrations, and they're usually the kind of of the beautiful models that the Vargas.
Well, it's one day happy family, Carmelita. We have 90 seconds to go, and we have to say bye-bye. Mm-hmm. I apologize, but we also interviewed Carl Weathers, which was the star of Rocky, Rocky's best friend that he fought, the African-American gentleman, and with the USA shorts. And this is a lot of things to expect and look forward to. So looking forward to everything that Carmelita's Corner has to offer. Everybody that's been listening to Radio Boomers Live today, I and my dad, we're glad to talk your ear off with great information, hopefully. And remember to subscribe.
And remember our archive shows. Our archive shows. We have all that information on investing and retirement.
Yes, and remember to subscribe to EasyWayMedia.com. And we love you guys. We only have 10 seconds still out until we're on. So thank you so much. Tune in next week, guys. Radio Boomers Live.
Radio Boomers Live.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White, Top Air Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.